Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, babe, meet us at the bottom of the trail.
Oh, man. Hey!
Open up.
The redesigned Chevy Silverado with a sophisticated high-tech interior.
Open the door.
It's easy to forget it's a truck.
Thanks. Nice truck.
It was.
Find new style. Find new roads. Chevrolet.
Chumpy Key, come on!
Let's do it!
Yo, clap your hands!
I apologize to science. No disrespect to medicine.
Kirk Franklin, yo!
I was created to worship. Listen,
new life!
I was made to worship you.
Come on! In the country, yo!
That sounds so good.
Don't deny it.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. I want to thank everyone for tuning in tonight for Walk in Purpose with Angela, our 3,109th presentation of Ngozi Time Multimedia, broadcasting live from Lagos, Nigeria. You can call in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. My special guest tonight is Mr. Arthur Turner. He is the nephew of the activist Albert Turner, who was the advisor to Martin Luther King Jr. So I want you guys to sit back, relax, and enjoy the show after you share it with someone in your circle. So if you would, share this broadcast with someone in your circle of influence. We're going to continue the conversation from last show, the current state of our black race. Will we recover? Will we wake up? Tonight's soundtrack, the soundtrack of your life, is featuring the iconic John P. Keith. Tonight, I am super, super honored to have Mr. Turner here to share his journey to walking in purpose. What does Juneteenth mean to him? The importance of creating and leaving a legacy. And what does his uncle's legacy mean to him and how they are trying to keep it alive? I tell you, we're going to have an opportunity to talk about the Selma marches, the Bloody Sunday, and how his uncle played a vital in our ability to be able to vote today. I'm excited. But before I bring my special guest on tonight, I'm going to ask Brother O to play another track, because I want everybody to get their minds right before we jump into this conversation on tonight.
Send a storm, send a rain, another trial, place in pain. I seek joy, I seek sin, have a little doubt, and I won't sin. I've been deceived, so you gave me peace, you even kept my mind. You're worthy to be praised. I'm so very grateful.
Lord, I'm so grateful
for all
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to Walk in Purpose with Angela here on the WBNN. You can call in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia LLC. I'm super, super excited tonight to have my special guest on tonight, but I'm telling you that song, I thank you for that song, Brother O, because it's just about just being grateful. As I just look back over my life, I'm just grateful for those that came before me as we celebrate Juneteenth, as we celebrate Men's History Month, as I celebrated my nephew as he got on the plane to go off to serve our country. Just all of those that have come before us and all of those that are standing on the line for us, that have shed their blood and tears so that we can be able to do the things that we do. So I'm grateful because we are here today on the backs of some of our ancestors. It's nothing that we've done. that has allowed us to be able to do the things that we're able to do, but it's because of our ancestors, those that have came before us, those that have fought for us. So I'm excited tonight. I tell you, Mr. Turner, are you there?
I'm here.
How are you tonight?
I'm doing fine. Had a great weekend.
I tell you, it's always an honor to be in your presence because you're so humble. And I thank you all that you do and for allowing me to have you on the show tonight, for gracing the platform. So if you would, just share just a little bit with the listeners about who you are, just a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Can't say good afternoon. Hello, everyone. My name's Arthur Turner. Right now, I'm in this men's group called Elite Kings of Faith, but I'm in this group, period, called Elite Family of Faith. I'm here in New York right now visiting my mother, but I'm living in Virginia, but I come from New York. I'm here, like, he invited me, but like he said, Juneteenth is a special day for me, because of my father and my uncle. And, I just got a couple awards. We just had a ball this weekend for the Kings, and it turned out great. It turned out real great. So, you know, I take pride in what I do. And kids that I coached in football almost 26, honored me 2 weekends ago. And from the city from where I live. So that was something dear to my heart, too. But like you said, Juneteenth is very special to my heart because of my uncle.
Hello? All right, Angie, you there? I don't know if
Can
Angie got stuff on
the
mute. There she goes.
Can you tell me the importance of Juneteenth to yourself and why it's so near and dear to you?
Well, Juneteenth is a very, like I said, very important because my uncle was the head of the FCLC. Plus, you know, if anybody can read, I go look up, his name was Albert Turner Jr. They tried to get him for voters fraud where they burned down his house. They tried to say that he went to all the black people in Alabama and was writing their names because back then, you know, they say a lot of them couldn't read and write. But it's also special because he marched across the bridge, the Selma Bridge. And if you look in the book, you see him saving the recent activist that passed away was John Lewis. You know, the dogs and the water with him and his brother. Living in the life of Alabama, you know, every day was tough. But my uncle, you know, my dad and them taught us great values coming from where they come from. You know, now I have a cousin that's a preacher of a church that been long standing in Alabama. You know, his name is Robert Turner Jr. And he just won mayor in Alabama. And I got another one that's another mayor in Alabama. So my family takes pride on Juneteenth. His family is very prideful. Plus, my uncle was the first one to discover, I don't know if anybody heard it back then, it was called Gasohol. But somehow, some way, they took it from him. So when he was in it. But there, like I said, there's something called a Big Three. And you see my uncle and aunt with it. Jeff Sessions, I know quite a few heard that name. Try to put them in jail for 30 years for life on voters fraud.
Yeah, that happened in 1984. I was reading up a little bit on that. I think they call it the Marion Three.
I'm sorry. You got it wrong. I thought it was the Big Three. The Marion Three. I'm sorry. Thanks for correcting me. It was called the Marion Three. My uncle has a statue in Alabama right now. So they did one for him.
And like they were trying to give them 115 years in prison and $40,000 fine. Wow.
Yeah, it's 100. You're right. They were trying. Well, Jeff Spencer was going hard, going real hard. He was trying to get them. And I never knew how he got into office. When I seen he was in office, it was like my family was like, wow. Well, when I said one of my cousins just got voted, he's district attorney of Alabama. Sorry. That's what he is, district attorney of Alabama. He just won the election. So our family takes pride in things we do. And we have a family reunion every year just to, you know, they say unity and family, and that's, you know, a lot of people losing that these days. You got family fighting family. You know, it sometimes it just hurts to see the stuff, but my family has a family reunion every year. You know, people say to me, your family have a family reunion every year? Every year. And it's in different areas every year. In Chicago, Alabama, New York. We go all over. Don't know, you know. No matter where it is, we're there.
Well, like I was said, just, you know, that's one of the things that I talk about a lot, you know, what happened to family unions. Because I remember when I was coming up as a little girl, and I'm not that old. I'm around 40, 45, 46, 47. And I remember going to family reunions, and I noticed that over the last 10, 15 years that they're starting to die down. You know, people don't talk about family reunions like they used to. And that is something that I think that we need to get back to, because that's how we keep our history alive. That's how we keep our legacy alive.
Yeah. When you talk about family reunions, with my side of the family, like I said, it's every year. We miss last two because of, you know, COVID, and they're older now, but we met, it's the first time that we ever missed. And I'm 54 years old, and this is the first time that we really missed a family reunion. But to make it up, one of my uncles, we got a chat like every first Wednesday to keep in touch until we start back up again, which, you know, is exciting too, you know. So that's how we still keep in touch. And like you said, when I talked to you, you know, the first time, Ms. Angela, it's a lot of people are losing a sense of family. When I talk to you about this Elite Kings of Faith, and I talk to you about this Elite Dogs of Faith, what we call Elite Family of Faith, this weekend was so family atmosphere that we had a ball for a fallen king. If anybody would have came, they would have seen the camaraderie and the relationship, you know. And the founder of this thing, you know, Cindy Dodd Smith, you know, the one that had recommended me for the 61 Men thing, she keeps a family atmosphere. So I, you know, appreciate that. Because like I said, I have a very, even my family here in New York, we're very tight. I have a very tight family, and I was taught to my father that he taught and instilled in us. So, you know, sometimes when I talk about unity and family, it's like dear to my heart. But we got to keep, you know, we also keep my uncle's legacy up. You know, I done talked to many children in New York about my uncle. You know, sometimes when you tell them, yeah, your uncle's saying this, all right. He did this, you know, some of the kids be like, yeah, right. And then I'll go get a book and pull it in front of them. They're like, oh, my God, you know, Mr. Turner, you really, really have history in your family.
Wow.
But I feel that,
those are some big
that.
Shoes that you had to fill. We're going to play this track, and then when we come back, we're going to talk about what has this journey been like in those shoes that you had to fill, because I'm sure there were some big shoes to fill. Brother O, legendary DJ Olasky.
Yes. my daddy walking over there by that pickup truck. I can imagine in my mind being the father of 16 children. Everything was going smooth all the time. But I hear David saying, Gino, I walk through the valley. Let me know that every circumstance and situation is not going to last always. I hear my daddy singing a little song. How many believe the Lord God will make everything all right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, hey. Give God some praise. Somebody say, yeah, it's
All right, all right. You are tuned in to Walk and Purpose with Angela right here on WBNN. You can call in at 516-453-9133. We are broadcasting live from Lagos, Nigeria. My special guest tonight is Arthur Turner. So, Mr. Turner,
that was a beautiful song.
Yes, I tell you, I love my inspirational music. Not only is this Juneteenth, but this is Black Music Appreciation Month. I tell you, when a lot of our ancestors were going through, it was the music that helped them through. So I tell you, I'm thankful for this soundtrack that's being played tonight. I think our DJ, our legendary DJ, Brother O, for this soundtrack, because he got me over here. He got me over here about to go out in the spirit. I tell you, God is good. And I'm thankful just to be in your presence today, all that your uncle done so that we would have the right to vote. I was reading in one of the articles where, you know, even he had his education. They knew he had his education. They wanted to test him in order for him to cast his vote. And he didn't pass the test. And
right.
and that launched one of the movements, one of the major movements. So I thank him for not quitting and not giving up. Because a lot of us, we would have said, oh, well, they don't deem me unworthy. But
yeah,
he kept on. So I'm grateful for that.
Great.
So what has this life been like, having to walk in those footsteps?
Life's been good. I take a lot of pride when it comes down to Black History Month or Juneteenth. Like I said, you know, I mentioned, like, you know, FOE, as they say, family over everything. I have my family and I have my elite family. And like I said before, you know, my leader, Dahl Faith, they say men can't learn from women. Men can learn from women, because she has taught me a lot. You know, her and my mother, they're so dear and near to my heart. And she has, like I said, a bunch of Dahls that they call Dahls, you know, elite Dahls of Faith. They're so special. You know, I have family. But this family that I got here, I take them very dear to my heart. And the journey, you know, my father been gone 3 years, so he taught me a lot. So the journey of me, I never filled my uncle's shoes, put it that way. But the journey to me trying to do things that he did and do special things in my life, and I know he up in heaven saying, good job, nephew. I just follow the footsteps. Because I can't touch it, you know. I can't touch what he did. So being in this thing called, you know, Lee Family, I'm in the Lee Kings of Faith with a bunch of guys. That's special to me, too. So the journey been real. The journey been there. Me coaching a bunch of kids. Me going working in the schools. I just want to instill in them that what my father taught me. I appreciate everything that comes around. Like I said, the ball this weekend that we had here in Virginia really, really, really touched my heart. Because that, if anybody wants to see a family atmosphere, it was a family atmosphere.
Wow. And I was just looking. Albert Turner Jr. It's the son of
Albert,
the activist, right?
Yes. Yes, he
so
is.
He is the commissioner. He's a commissioner in Perry County, Alabama, right now.
Yes.
He does a lot. He does stuff with education and with public school system.
Yes.
So y'all definitely are y'all definitely keeping the legacy alive. I see he's done some stuff over at the Thurgood Marshall School of Law down in Houston, Texas, as well.
Yeah, he.
Yeah.
My uncle. My uncle with the museum in Washington. His picture there and everything. And I was going to the Atlanta airport one time, and me and my wife seen his picture in the Atlanta airport. So, you know, like I said, I take pride in both of my families, my king, my elite family, and my real family. So. Like you said, there's a lot of history. A lot of history.
So with all that's going on, our current state of our race, you know, the black-on-black crime, gun control, what is your take on that? And do you think we're ever going to be able to grasp it? Get some kind of control on this?
I've been saying it for I've been saying it a long time. It's might be hard to grasp now because you had children having children, put it that way. And the gun control law doesn't help out at all. So, you know, when you go out and you see a mother out partying with her 18-year-old daughter, and you just shake your head, or a dad out there with his kids. It's, you know, I just shake my head. And it's going to be real hard to grasp now because, like you said, everybody want to be a gangster instead of being educated. And it seems like education is kind of falling by the waist too. But me and this elite family, we're trying to pick that back up and just show everybody what it means to be family. You know, we got people from all over the world in this thing that we have. So I think it's going to be hard to grasp now, but we need to get out and teach and educate. And we don't have enough of that. We don't have enough leaders. So it's kind of tough now. Who's to say maybe in a couple of years, a lot of people will step up and say, I'm going to be the one that turned this around. And that's kind of what God faith, the founder of this thing, is teaching us.
You keep saying elite family and God faith. Please tell me a little more about this family. You say you got two families. So I know this has to be like an organization that you're speaking of. Can you tell us a little more about the elite family?
Sure. She's the founder of this. Her and her husband started it. I'm in it because my wife and my mother-in-law brought me in. I have brought my sister and cousins in. This is a unique group that we out in the community helping. When you in need, we got crisis line. We got domestic line. We're out teaching every chance we get. And like I said, the ball this weekend, you know, we have a ball. It's been the last 7 years, if I'm correct, the last 7 years that the faith has had a ball. I've been in this about three or four years now. Like I said, I it brings joy and tears to my eyes when I talk about this elite family of faith. Because like I said, we got people from Atlanta. We got people from Milwaukee. We got people from Minnesota. We got people from North Carolina. Now, you want to talk about family? This is family to me. And our founder keeps it like that. So, you know, I call her sis. But she keeps it all together. And I take pride in what she do. Because like I said, you know, she goes above and beyond just to show what's going on in the world. And, you know, she has classes. She has everything. So when I say elite, it's elite.
Wow. We have another track. I tell you, I'm enjoying the conversation, but we have another track by our DJ legend, Oleske.
Never comes, no, 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 ever, ever, ever. don't really know what's going on. I have to walk looking back, turning around, trying to see what's going on behind me. But
Welcome back. You are tuned in to Walk in Purpose with Angela here on the WBNN. We have caller number one in queue. Caller number one, if you would tell me your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, peace, woman of God and man of God. My tribal name is Huni Barkatun. My pen and stage name is the Magic Man Haru. Enjoying tonight, you know, really, really enjoying your message, and thank you so much for coming on, special honored guest, for sharing such heartfelt stories and testimonials, you know. I mean, it's really, really needed in this day and time. This Juneteenth really is a political way of confirming what our scriptures have said all along. Unfortunately, you know, thanks to Hollywood, that the people who the biblical prophecy was speaking about have been so Hollywood that they can't see themselves in it. Or to put it bluntly, they'd rather choose not to. And I know that according to prophecy and based on what they put into law, we're only like 3 years out of that bondage according to biblical prophecy. Now, for those who really want to take the time to look, what I'm speaking about is Bereshit, Genesis chapter 15, verse 13 and 14. And, it's amazing because now it says once you come out of that 400-year bondage, you're going to come into great suffering. And what is the holdup with the children of God not embracing that? I mean, for the life of me, I just really, really don't comprehend it. I definitely want to take time to get that in there. But anyway, woman of God, can you hear me loud and clearly?
I hear you. I always enjoy you stopping by and dropping your knowledge and dropping your insight. So I always thank you.
Oh, yes.
It's been such a long.
Like I said, I just completed 37 years of delivering this message, trying to prepare people what was about to take place. Anyway, so let me step away so I can enjoy some more of this good feeling that I'm listening to. And thank you again so much, special honored guest. Now, I want to say congratulations to the Honorable Angela Thomas Smith, author Angela Thomas Smith, on your WBNN all-time connection record, with your 39th all-time and a personal best 9th consecutive with the historic Darlene Lawrence Championship, honoring our late Hall of Famer. In other words,
wow.
You did it again.
Wow. Well, to God be the glory. I tell you, I didn't think that was gonna be tonight. But hey, it is a topic that needs to be talked about because we need to wake up. We are still far from out of the woods. I would say we got a long way to go. We got a lot of work to do. And Huni, I thank you for all that you have done. Thank you for just staying faithful. Trust me, we see you and we have heard you. Your help is here. And I thank you. Before you leave, please tell everyone who you are and how they can support
as always
all that you do.
Yes, as always. Thank you so much, woman of God, author Angela Thomas Smith. So proud of you, okay? Now, when your show ends, mine begin. I am the host of We Will Aware You, And I will be on tomorrow night at 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. And I will be speaking about my methods of motivation along with a very special honored alumni guest of mine. I won't even call him a guest because he's really an alumni host. One half of the Soul Twins. Okay. He and Mr. Edward Burks III will be on with me tomorrow. Trust me. It's needed for this day and time with a lot of people who's, you know, running out of options. So we want to not only add in to something that's heartfelt, but very soulful felt, so we can reignite the soul tomorrow, okay? 9:30 Eastern Standard Time.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Huni, for stopping by and sharing with us on tonight. I tell you, Huni,
you're very welcome.
Yes. He's doing it. He's been on this journey for a minute, and he's just trying to enlighten his people and just letting his people know that I always say purpose, but we got to get our soul back. We got to get it back. So, Brother Turner.
Yes, ma'am.
All that's been going on, I look at all of the gun violence. I look at a lot of the things that are taking place, and you think that all that we have been through as a race, that we would be progressing when it seems like we're regressing. What are your thoughts, and what are some of the things that you guys are doing over at the Elite Dolls of the Elite Family of Faith? To kind of bring light to these situations as well.
When I tell you we out in the community because of our founder, which I want to congratulate if any of them on the phone, this organization just got voted, you know, Organization of the Year, this lemonade thing that they'll be doing on July 30th. So that's first things first. That just goes to show you that this organization, we out beating the streets. And like I said, there's a lot of organizations that say they're organization, but we have a founder that makes us go hard. I mean, any part of the world, I mean, like I said, from Minnesota to Alabama, you name it. Because organizations, we have, like I said, we got the domestic line, we got the we got a bunch of lines. It's so many to name. So many to name. And they took a lot of, to me, they took a stuff when I went to school. They took a lot of the stuff out of school. I know they took religion out of school. They made a big deal out of that. They took Black history out of school. This was all the stuff that I had in school. And to me, when they got rid of that, it seems like everything went downhill. But as far as
first thing they took out was prayer.
Right, they took prayer. You know, it seems like when a Black American stepping up, it seems like it's always somebody bringing them down. Because, you know, they proud to say the Pledge of Allegiance, but when just like I can give you Colin Kaepernick, how long did he stay out the NFL for going on his knees for injustice for us? But then you had a guy that did the same thing, Michael Phelps, a white man that did the same thing, but nobody condemned him. So, you know, they hate for a Black American to step up, and we just got to keep fighting. And that's why we have this organization that I'm in. And that's why my uncle fought the way he did to make sure that we was known around this world. So as Black Americans, we do need to step up more than what we doing now.
Right. Wow. We have another track. I tell you, Brother O is doing it tonight. DJ Legend, O-Nex.
Birds in the air, more than friends that say,
Welcome back. Welcome back to Walk in Purpose with Angela here on the WBNN. That soundtrack is dedicated to me, and I thank Brother O for that on tonight. He know what you need when you need it. We got caller number two in queue. Caller number two, if you could tell me where you're calling from and state your name, please. Caller number two.
All right, caller number two, I'm put you back on ice. Caller number three, you're on the line right now with Angela and Walk in Purpose right here at WBNN.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I was trying to figure out how do you figure out what caller you are. I assume that I must be caller two because you can hear me. Can you hear me?
I can. It should have said you are unmuted.
So, all right, thank you. My name is Latanya Reeves, a.k.a. Doll Virgo, out of Minneapolis, Minnesota, representing Doll City for the Elite Dolls of Faith. And I'm interested in your question because your question states about gun violence and what we're doing in our communities. I sit on the Minneapolis Civil Rights Commission, and one of the things that we're doing is we signed a resolution on Monday to alleviate gun violence. And I've been talking to the commissioners as well as city council members about declaring gun violence a public health crisis so that we can now get money and funding from the federal government to address the issue. One of the things that we've been doing up here in Minneapolis is we've had about $10 million this year put towards gun violence, but it's not nearly enough. We have been on the news in recent years for George Floyd all the way to Amir Locke and other things that have been going on up here in Minneapolis. And we have a significant issue with our juveniles and how they are in the community and a lot of gunplay going on. And probation officer up here as well, and we've had probation officers shot at while they're in the field. We're knowing that there's a significant issue with gun violence and how people are obtaining weapons. So we definitely need to come up with solutions and how to get our community to stop killing each other and shooting everyone else. So I'm really interested in the question and solutions that I've been hearing on this call. In particular, one of the issues that we're working on is for the gun violence to cease. EDOF is really passionate about saving our children, trying to find ways to be in our communities, to acclimate ourselves to what's actually going on, what really the problem is, and then finding ways to alleviate some of the concerns of these juveniles in particular so that they can stop picking up guns and start picking up books, right? So we're trying different ways to get in our community and allowing these young men to see, the young ladies to see if there's something else and another way to defend yourself other than having a gun. It's so quick and easy to pick up a weapon instead of talking to someone or communicating with someone when you have an issue. And it's gotten way too frequent. So I'm really glad that you're having this conversation today. I think it's very important. So thank you.
Thank you. No, thank you for coming on and sharing all that you are doing, because that you're doing is taking strides. And I'm hoping that someone else listening would want to do the same in their state, and hopefully that you'll be able to help others get some things going in their area. So I applaud you, and I thank you for what you're doing. Continue paving the way for us. Thank you. Thank you so much. If you would, please, again, I want you to please tell us who you are again and how we can stay connected with you.
So my name is Latanya Reeves. I'm Doll Virgo out of Boss City, which is Minneapolis, Minnesota. My email is dollvirgo.edof@gmail.com. And so definitely I would love to hear from you guys and continue this conversation, because this is going to be a community-wide effort across the globe, right? We need everyone to be invested in gun violence prevention. The assault rifles that are on the streets right now, people have better weapons than some of these adults right around here. They got better weapons than the military, and they're using it against our community to defend themselves or just for status or whatever their reason may be. We don't have enough community programming to address some of these kids. We need to do better. We're failing our kids, and it's our fault. We're failing them because we've gotten so complacent in saying we need to be tough on crime. Tough on crime does not do anything. We need to have programs to keep people from having guns, wanting guns. Kids nowadays, they glorify guns. No one's teaching them to keep it for safety. They're teaching it to glorify music videos or their gang member friends or whomever. Look at the gun I got. I got 10 of these. Let's go out here and do damage, as opposed to teaching people to not glorify them, but use them the right way. Everyone that I knew that grew up with a weapon that knew how to use it the correct way, they're not glorified by guns. It's just another weapon. It's just something. But the kids that are nowadays, they get a gun. It's status for them. Oh, I got this gun. I got this chopper. I got this, this, and this. And that's where we keep seeing the problem, because people are choosing to address their issues and concerns by shooting someone as opposed to communication. So absolutely, let's keep the conversation going. I'm glad that you guys are talking about it. EDOF is represented all over the country, and so we're doing a little bit in each part of our cities to be able to address gun violence, and then we're doing an initiative for the entire Elite Family of Faith. But we definitely need everyone's help. We need all of our kings, all of our dogs to be invested in this. They are acclimated in the community. They know where the needs are. And so we're really, really increasing our presence in terms of gun violence, gun initiatives, working with juveniles, finding things for them to do, having conversations with legislators, with community members, with city council members. We all need to get involved, because it's going to take a village. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. You said something powerful there, that village. That's what I've been talking about, that village. We need to bring that village back. So thank you for stopping by and sharing. We have another caller in queue. Caller, if you can state your name and where you're calling from.
Hello? Hello?
Hi.
Hey, how you doing? How are you, Aunt Miss Angela? This is Nicole, a.k.a. Doll Lady Laureate, president of Queen City Dolls out in Charlotte. I had to call in and say congratulations to our King Arthur. I am also under Elite Dolls of Faith, where our founder is Doll Faith, and I'm also in Doll Virgo, who just left off the call. I'm in Doll Virgo's region out in Charlotte, North Carolina. And, yes, this conversation is much needed. And I believe the kings, when we had this ball, I say King Arthur is, he was too humble, because the kings put this ball on for the inductions of new kings coming in. And it was an Arthur time. And the kings do not put themselves out there like we know what the king's doing. And they're out there fighting for our young boys. They're out there giving back to the community, to the elders, from the young youth to the elders. And we do a lot. Me, myself, also under this region and under Elite Dolls of Faith, I'm a political awareness representative, domestic violence representative, and the prison ministry representative. And that is our goal. When we out here in Charlotte, we do our marches for gun violence. And we set forth in hand, and we gave out with the Darling Babies for baby clothes, essential items. So with our dolls being in 27 states, that's more than a little bit more than half the United States. With us being in there, we all can make this work together. We all can put that dent in by doing everything in our communities that we can to save our youth, to save our women and children, to save our young brothers, so they could become the kings that they need to give their hand back up and pull back out and reach and get somebody else out. So I thank you for having this conversation. I thank you, and thank you, King Arthur, for being on here, you know, because our dolls need kings. We need the men to step up to all of us to be on that forefront, you know, to be on that stumping ground. So that's why I love the Elite Dolls of Faith, and I love this conversation, and I believe that all of us together, because outside the community, it is a unity. Outside, together, is a unity to put a dent on this earth, to put those guns down and save lives. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Lady
Laureate. Thank you. Yes, I tell you, she's always supporting the platform.
We actually have another caller in queue. Caller number four, if you can tell us where you're calling from and your name, please. Caller number four.
Come on, caller. Don't be shy. Please don't be shy. I mean, got you on here. This is for the second time now. We'll put you back on ice. You know, it's so wonderful, as the Thomas says, to have these young ladies come on and just do their due diligence. And talking about the gun violence and things that are going on. So I'm going to talk about that in my go-see time. I'm going to bless you again with one of my tracks. And Brother Arthur, I'm really proud of you. And like I said, you know, Angie talks about you being so humble, but that's God's work. You know what you do for the community. You know what you do for your family. And God knows, right? What's done in secret, God, you know, rewards you openly, right? Is that not the word?
Yes, sir.
Right. Let's go to Ed. Let's go back to John P. Key tonight. This soundtrack tonight is dedicated to Ansel Thomas Smith. I got something for you, girl. You ready for it? You ready?
Yes.
Let's get it.
People ask me, from open door of bed, I discovered you're my friend.
Oh, again.
To walk in purpose with Angela here on the WBNN. You can call in at 516-453-9133. Make sure you press 1 to join the conversation. I tell you, I have truly, truly been enjoying it tonight. I thank my special guest for stopping by and sharing with us on tonight. We have caller number 5 in queue. Caller number 5, if you would, please tell me your name and where you're calling from, please. Caller number 5?
Caller number 5, you're on the line right now. Okay. Put them on ice, and we go to the next caller. Caller number 6, you're on the line right now with Angela.
Hello.
And walking in purpose.
Hello.
Yeah, you there.
Hello.
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 Can you hear me?
Yes.
Why can't they hear me? She's talking. The person is caller 5. She keeps saying something, and you guys must not hear her because she's talking. We can hear her, but you guys
can't. I couldn't hear her. Yeah, we couldn't
hear her.
Can you hear
her now? Because she's talking now. Can you hear her?
Hello? I can hear her now.
Go ahead.
Hi, good evening. How y'all doing?
All right, how are you?
I'm good. This is Doll Faith out of Atlanta, Georgia, the founder of the Elite Dolls of Faith. How's everyone doing tonight?
We're great. How are you?
Doing good, doing good. So I just wanted to put my 2 cents in, if you all would allow me to, about the gentleman that y'all are interviewing tonight, King Arthur. Man, I can say so many things. I just want to publicly thank him for an amazing job that he has done in the organization. This guy here, like you said, he's very humble, but he's also a true servant. And in the streets, he is well known in Poughkeepsie, New York, and also the Richmond, Virginia area for mentoring young men. He's a coach as well. Right now, we are putting together a ceasefire in all hoods across America. And the plan is to bring peace and also to eliminate gun violence, even if it's just for a day. We're going to try to get as many people on board with this thing. One of our King brothers that passed away, he was working on it before he passed. And it's, I'm sorry, I'm choked up. It's called Please Don't Shoot Me, I'm Your Brother. And I think that that's something that's going to be huge and spread like a wildfire, and it's easily needed. We have got to talk to our young people. We've got to educate our children. They're building prisons just as quick as they're building cemeteries, and it's a place that they want to put our children. So if we could all come together on that, that would be the blessing.
Amen, amen. Definitely, thank you for sharing that. It was definitely needed to hear that. How can we support you? How can we follow you? How can we stay connected with you and what you guys are doing? Because you guys are doing some amazing things, and I applaud each and every one of you guys.
Thank you so much for that. So we are on every social media outlet, from Facebook to Instagram to LinkedIn. I mean, we're out there. Doll Virgo, if you will, give her that information to all of those outlets so that they can stay in touch. But what I want to do is give a crisis line, because right now the crisis line is jumping due to the pandemic. What's a crisis to me might not, what's a crisis to you? Hey, some people might not think it's a crisis, like the big major corporations. You know, when you want to call and get assistance, you got to keep calling. If the phone rings, if they don't answer, call back. Not if the Elite Dolls of Faith. If it's a crisis to you, it's a crisis to us. If we can help you, we will. If not, we will most definitely lead you in the direction to a resource. So that phone number is going to be 404-236-5259. That's 404-236-5259. And it doesn't matter what city or state you're in, if you call that number, a doll agent will answer and get you the service that you do need, get you the resources you need.
Amen. Well, I definitely thank you and applaud you guys for all that you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having
me. Yes, ma'am. Thank you. So, King Arthur, Brother Arthur, I want to first thank you for stopping by. I truly have enjoyed sharing with you on tonight. I want you, before we go, because it's time to wrap it up. Our time is coming to a close. I want to follow you, to be able to support the wonderful things that you're doing and stay connected with you. How can they do that? How can they connect with you across your different platforms?
Well, again, like Valte said, with this one big organization, but mine is kingarthur@edos@gmail.com. And the phone number you can reach me at, my phone number is 845-337-7757.
Amen, amen. Well, I thank you and applaud you for all that you're doing. And I tell you, you're walking in some big shoes and you're definitely feeling them. So thank you for what you're doing. Is there anything that you would like to leave with those that are tuned in tonight to encourage them, to empower them, to educate them into their purpose?
Well, first thing I want to say is I want to thank my elite family for getting online. I appreciate you all. And I send my love to all of you. Second thing is, I would like to say is, let's just keep pushing. It's like Dolph said, the founder, the ceasefire thing and us being out in the community, let's just keep pushing. Let's just keep pushing. It's something that's been in my blood, and joining this group, like I said, it's a fantastic thing. And I appreciate the founder. And I appreciate my kings. There's nine of them. And like you said, you can't do this without the village right behind you. And this is a village, and we go hard. So anybody that want to come in and want to be part of this great thing that we're doing, you've got two numbers and some emails. And Dog Virgo, I appreciate you for letting know about the gun violence thing. I love the kings and I love the dogs. As long as I'm breathing, I'm going to stay a king.
So. Amen. Well, I thank you for all that you're doing, and I thank you for paving the way for many more to come after you guys. Next we have...
I'm sorry. I just wanted to dedicate this song to this family that we just went to, and it's by Yolanda Adams. I'm going to be ready because this group is always ready. That's all. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Well, we have award-winning a nominee, John P. Key. And then we're going to have Ngozi Time.
No. It's Ngozi Time now. So, you know, the soundtrack of our lives tonight was a great person from Durham, North Carolina. We're so proud of this show tonight. John P. Key, one of the greatest gospel singers that ever lived, and the one that, you know, aspires and sparks my anointing with his anointing. But, of course, what more can we say tonight? Congratulations to the Honorable Ansa Thomas Smith on her 39th day being an all-time connection record. Ninth consecutive, man. She only won for her legacy, you know, double-digit connection records, outstanding performances. Tomorrow night, we have a young man that's been with us for 5 years, folks, around the world. This man is a champion of human rights and spiritual connections. He's a sound therapist. He is the 2020 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting Enshrining. And this year's Lifetime Achiever Elect of that same hall. The man, the myth, and the legend, Huni Bakatun, a.k.a. the Magic Man Haru. And his special guest tomorrow night was a show that moved people. he had a young lady that is a legend. She passed away on March 14th, 2019. Our Host of the Year award is named after that woman. Her name is Anna Waddell. This man was the twin of that great broadcaster. He will be interviewed tomorrow night as a co-host. His name is Edward Burks of the legendary Soul Twins show here at this historic, historic network of WBNN. Tomorrow night, 9:30 Eastern Daylight Time. And WBNN is advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. You can follow us on Pinterest, Instagram, and Twitter at Ngozi_time. Or is that in Malay Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions to our wonderful program tonight? Olay, day, lay. That goes with mygmail.com, and I am. You might be the father's favorite producer, Oladele Malewa Ngozi, saying goodnight and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis tonight. And now back to the Honorable Angela Thomas Smith. Congratulations on your championship.
I want to thank everyone that tuned in tonight. And thank you, because none of this would be possible without you guys. I want to thank my very special guest for all that he do. Same time, 4 weeks, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'll be right here. Join me back here. I love you guys, and thank you for making all this possible. Good night. Be blessed.